With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Boomer Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
So I was watching a little Greg and Evan yesterday on SNY. I love SNY.
Yeah.
For some reason, people don't like them. I'm not really sure why, but anyway, I do. I was watching those guys, and I wanted to hear what Evan was talking about when it came to Justin Verlander and Jacob DeGrom and all that.
Yeah.
And I noticed a really weird thing. And I don't know if he knows it, and I don't know if anybody's going to tell him.
I think I know what you're talking about, because I saw the same thing.
You did?
I think so. I don't know what you're talking about, but I think I have
something physical.
Yeah, we're on the same page. I don't know how anybody could miss it, and I don't know how he couldn't know about this.
I'm just going to say, well, he's got to know about it, but it's not on his face.
Mm-hmm.
It's on his right elbow.
Yeah, I've seen it.
He's got like a ball sack there.
He's got a ball sack on his right elbow.
Al, have you seen this?
I did. It was concerning.
Right.
Because I don't know.
I don't know if it's maybe it's just the angle of the cameras or something.
I don't think so.
You think it's a natural deformity, or you think it's something that...
No, I mean, it seems like something like it's a pus ball.
Yeah, it's
or
a growth of some sort.
Yeah.
So you saw it too, Eddie, huh?
Oh, Al just showed me the picture.
Oh, okay.
Sent him.
You want to get Evan on the air and we can talk to him about it? Because I'm worried about him.
I mean, this is one of those things. Is this embarrassing for him, though? Are we calling out a medical condition? Is this HIPAA laws? Do we have to worry about
it? I don't know what it is. I'm concerned.
You know, I did text Spike yesterday and I said I have an idea for a new Hungerthon auction item. You get to keep whatever comes out of Evan's elbow, you know, whether it's pus or water or blood or
something. I don't know. It's something. It looks like he got hit there.
I don't
know. Like sometimes you hit your elbow or something. Maybe he rides a bike. Maybe he fell.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe he fell and then it just puffed up like that. But wouldn't you, if you had like that giant growth on your elbow, wouldn't you be wearing long sleeves the whole time?
I would, or I would at least have that thing removed.
Yeah, but maybe it's just swelling and it'll go down at some point.
I was legitimately concerned. We saw the same thing.
Can you get that thing drained?
Yeah, of course you can.
But what's in there?
If it's mush, if it's pus, you can get it drained. But if that's a hard like rock in there,
yeah,
then you got to get it cut out.
But you think it's pus or is it like water? You know, like I've seen people get a knee drained. Isn't that just like fluid?
Yeah, it was like pus fluid.
Pus fluid?
Well, it's not. Would you think it's like a pimple on his elbow?
No, it's not what I'm saying. You keep saying pus, which I would think. I don't know.
It seems to be like a pus ball.
You think it's a pus ball?
Yes.
So you think it's a ball sack or a pus ball on his elbow?
If you want to call it a ball sack, a pus.
So you've diagnosed Evan's elbow has a ball sack filled with pus that's hanging off of it. That's
what
you've decided.
I don't know what it is, but I was concerned about him, and so much concerned, in fact, that the three of us actually noticed the same thing.
Yeah, we did. We did. Me, you, and Al, in our group text message, we said, what's going on with this thing? I'm surprised. They haven't addressed it on that show or anything? Like, nothing? Nobody has said anything about it? To me, it's shocking.
I haven't heard anything about it.
I'll tell you right now, if I came in with that on my elbow, like
I would say something.
100%. I'd get it drained on the air.
Right, exactly.
Make Marash drink it.
Or something.
Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's probably
yes,
what
I
we would
know
do.
What you're saying.
Okay.
But so I feel like maybe that's what happens like when pitchers are involved. He gets an inflamed elbow or something. I don't know. There was a lot of pitching talk yesterday, and he was all over it. And
yeah.
And I just noticed, I said, man, good thing he's not pitching for the Mets. He'd be on the sideline for about 6 weeks. Can you call him or no?
I don't know. I'm not sure if he did.
He's got to be up.
Oh, you didn't call him?
I felt a little odd, but I'll text him and see if he can call in.
We just were worried about the little guy.
All right, little guy. Little kid with the puss-ball elbow. Is that, excuse me, little boy, is that a ball sack on your elbow? Filled with pus?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Doug, who's up in Buffalo. What's up, Doug?
Hey, I want to ask you a question. Actually, I got three baseball questions. So one at a time, you can cut me off any time you want to. My first one is, why does Brian Cashman constantly get these four-year extensions?
He's tight with the Steinbrenner family, man.
He must be. He is 100%.
He is.
Yeah, he's got to be because, I mean, I'm from Southern California and moved back out here to kind of look after an elderly parent, and all my cousins that live around here love the Yankees, and I have no dog in the race at all. And I'm saying, I keep telling them, I said they're a boring team. I mean, you take Judge out of the lineup, it's a ho-hum team. And it was. You know, I don't get it.
I mean, yeah, listen, I'm with you, Doug. I thought Brian Cashman should have moved on, or they should have moved on from him prior to last year, quite frankly. And then the fact that the season ended the way it did, they were stale, they were flat, they got swept. It felt, and his contract was up, it just felt like the right time to make a change. But they're comfortable. The Yankees are very comfortable with Brian Cashman being the general manager. It's not like he hasn't had success, but it just feels like what the standard is for the Yankees has completely changed. Like, they're happy with good regular seasons and losing in the playoffs. Because if they weren't happy about that, then they'd make some changes.
And Dougie, I would say this, that, you know, Hal Steinbrenner trusts him implicitly. He does.
Yeah.
There is a bond there that's going to be virtually unbreakable. They've known each other pretty much Hal's entire life, you know, from when he was a, you know, kid to now where Brian is, you know, kind of the elder statesman. And it's done a good job for them. I mean, their bottom line, I'm telling you, is fine. And, you know, and when you think about what this team has become and what the moniker, the New York Yankee moniker means and the players that they've signed and everything else that he's done, it's hard to argue that it's not successful, especially if you have ever rooted for a franchise that can't continually be in the mix.
I know, but there's just certain teams out there, certain franchises where falling short for this many years and getting beat by the same team this many times just isn't acceptable.
Right.
And then you can point to, I mean, but this is the problem. When you're trying to assess Brian Cashman, I said this before at the end of the season, there's been so many moves that he has made that someone given the task of saying Brian Cashman has made more bad moves than good moves could sit there and give you a million of them. Someone given the task of Brian Cashman has made more great moves than bad moves could very easily give you a whole bunch of them because he's been around for 25 years.
Exactly. All right, let's go to Dan in Brooklyn. Dan, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going, man? First time, long time.
What's up, right, Dan? What's happening, Dan?
What you guys were describing on Evan's elbow sounds like olecranon bursitis, actually.
Olecranon bursitis.
Bursitis, yeah. So there's like a thing in the elbow called a bursa that allows the tendon to slide.
That's a sac, right? It's a sac, yeah. Right? The bursa is a sac.
Right, it's like a fluid-filled sac that allows the tendon to move nicely.
Told you it was a sac. It's a sac of pus.
Yes, it's a sac.
Is it a sac of pus or is it hard?
It can get hard if it gets really tense. It can be hard, actually.
Right. Do we take it out or we leave it in?
No, you can get a drain sometimes if it's really inflamed, actually.
How do you get this?
So you can get it from trauma. Like, say you fell off a bike, for instance. You actually could get olecranon bursitis.
Okay.
I know I had one of these things when I fell on the ice without my elbow pads one night.
Oh, you got a ball sack.
I had a ball sack on my elbow. It looked like Evans, but I wouldn't wear a short sleeve shirt to show everybody.
No, you want to put a cup on that thing in the meantime.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. Let's go to Joe in Lacey Township. Joe, what's happening?
Hi, guys. Good morning. I was just going to say the same thing. About 2 weeks ago, I got this thing on my elbow. I scared the hell out of me. So what the hell is this thing? And I went to the doctor, and he told me the same thing. It's a bursar sac. It swells up. It's mushy. It's a little bit warm. He said it takes about 2 months to go away. The only thing you could do is I got to ice it 3 times a day, and I could wear a compression sleeve if I'd like. But it doesn't hurt unless I hit it. If I lean on it, it hurts. but it's the same thing. It's I don't know the same thing he has, but that's what it looks like, and it's just an ugly thing.
So everybody is seeing what it looks like.
Yeah. So how did you get your bursa sac?
Well, I asked him that. I do go to the gym 5 days a week and lift weights. That could definitely do it.
All right.
So it's just one of these things when you get older. To me, I don't know. But anyway, I enjoy your show. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Thanks. Keep it up. Keep pumping that iron, bro.
Yeah. And Derek in Bedford, one more on this. What's going on, Derek?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey. Never thought I'd be calling in to talk about sacks hanging from arms. But a guy I'm a good friend with just had two of these, one on each of his elbows. And it's something. Hey, what he had is something different. It's actually a calcium deposit.
Ooh.
And it's hard. And it gets caught inside of like a sheath. And then, you know, it looks pretty gross, and he was self-conscious about it. So he went to the doctor. He had them both cut out, and he said it literally took 3 minutes for each one. He was in and out of there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So maybe we got to find a doctor to cut this thing out of Evan's elbow.
Yeah, they got to definitely do it on the air. Like, if you're going to do this, you got
to. Well, you're not going to be able to do it on the air. Odyssey's not going to let you. The higher ups are going to say, no way.
Well, that's one of those things you just go for and then ask for forgiveness after that.
All right, Anthony, what's happening?
Good morning, Gio. Oh, yeah.
What do you want, you sausage-eating? What do you got?
What do you got on your thumb there?
I cut my thumb this weekend. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, but it looks like you left a Band-Aid on all weekend. It was a little crusty looking.
All right, Anthony. Thanks.
So what happened?
I did. I was cleaning a knife in the sink. And I sliced the tip of my thumb.
And you've kept that same wrap on there.
No. I changed this wrap this morning, but you know, when you take a shower and it gets wet and everything else.
When'd you do this?
Saturday.
So yeah, what did you have on your? Did you have your thumb wrapped up on the NFL today?
I did.
Wow, I didn't. I was at the winner's thing, but I didn't see NFL today. Yeah,
I mean things happen. You know, what can I tell you?
Was it noticeable? Did you get a lot of tweets about it? One of those things?
No, a few people asked, what happened to your thumb? I cut it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, have you ever cut your thumb? Like, sure. I've had a ball sack like Evan, but I've never had it out on TV. Like, I wouldn't hang it out there. For everybody to see it.
It is. When he, like, does the thing where, like, he puts his arm out, he's like, so, Jacob DeGrom, is that it? It's just like, you know, it's hanging off.
It's right there. I mean, it's like, oh, my God.
It's like, so, Jacob DeGrom.
It looks like a golf ball in his elbow.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool if that was what was in there? He grew a golf ball in his elbow.
Now, the question is it a Burker sack, a bursa sack of pus?
Or?
Is it a calcium deposit that is within the sheath?
Yeah. Or something totally different.
Right, could be something totally different.
If that were turned around and on his bicep, it would look like he was muscular.
Yeah, I know. What a terrible place to have something like that. Just looks awkward and terrible.
I mean, you know, yesterday it was, 35 degrees and he's wearing a t-shirt.
No, with the ball sack on his elbow. It's like put a jacket on or something, man. Jesus. Let's go to John, who's up in Boston. What's up, John?
Morning, guys. Morning.
Hey.
I wonder if either one of you guys heard Steve Young's comments about the Jets locker room before the game last night.
I did not. What did he say?
Okay. Before the game, him and IG3 were discussing the Mike White t-shirts that some of the players were wearing. And he suggested that Coach Salas might have lost the locker room because of it.
Rob Sala lost the locker room because of it? It's the exact opposite.
Yeah, well, Steve seemed to think that he should have had Zach Wilson's back to the end since he was the second pick in the draft.
Yeah, well, listen, Steve like Young, you understand why Steve Young's saying that, right, John?
Well,
where are they both from? Where do they both play?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right there.
So this is what's going on, is Zach Wilson is getting steamrolled every which way.
Yes.
Steve Young was a mentor of his in the past. Steve Young has a platform. Steve Young was the only one who decided to step up and have his back on national TV, which is fine. That was his decision. But he is absolutely 100% dead wrong about that situation with Zach Wilson. Those players, we have seen it. Those players do not like Zach Wilson. They do not respect Zach Wilson. They love Mike White. I would argue that if he ended up going back to Zach Wilson at any point, that's what would lose the locker room.
I think it all depends on why he goes back to Zach Wilson and how Zach Wilson plays. That will determine as to whether or not he'll stay here. But I totally understand why Steve Young, I didn't see it, but if in fact he was supporting Zach Wilson, I totally get that. I mean, you know, that's how I felt about Frank Reich when he got fired.
Sure.
You know, I know when people look at me, they know that I'm biased because that's like my one of my best friends.
Of course.
And it's a guy I love dearly. And it's a guy who I know implicitly and what kind of person and human being he is. And so you never want to, like, I don't know Matt Rhule. I don't know any of these other coaches that may get fired. It's just a part of the business. And so I feel sometimes kind of funny talking about Frank because I know that there's an inherent bias that I have that is going to support him.
Evan Roberts joins us of Carton and Roberts.
Okay, Evan, we get to the bottom of this.
Good morning. What's going on? Evan?
Hello? He tells me, he goes, it should work, but my cell phone stinks in my house.
Great.
No. Isn't he a radio guy?
Working pretty good.
Yeah. Evan?
All right, so what we'll do is you'll pick him up. We'll see if we can get him back on to ask him a very important question. Yeah. What Al does, though, is he never tells the person why we want them on. So then it's like a surprise. So Evan's probably thinking this has something to do with the J.J. Craig thing. This has something to do with Jacob deGrom. He probably has no idea that we're ready to drop the ball sack elbow on him.
No, I think he knows. He either watches or listens. He's like,
he's on a landline.
He's on a landline. There he is. All right, Evan Roberts of Carton and Roberts. Hey, Evan, what's up, man?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good, man. We're worried about you. How are you doing this morning?
I appreciate your worry. It is starting to worry me now. The elbow issue, I'm glad you noticed it.
Oh, well, how can we not notice it? I mean, Jesus, God, everybody in America noticed it.
No way. You know what's funny? Craig never brought it up once. So either he wants me to die or he just didn't notice it. Which
well, it's on the other side. Like where he sits and where the pus ball elbow thing is out of his view. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah, so I guess. But we spend enough time together. Like, I'm in his office. Like, how does he not notice that and then use that as something to make
he's obviously very distracted with this whole JJ thing.
Yeah,
very,
yeah,
very
yeah, that whole problem. And I tense some tension with you guys and everything else. But that's for you guys to work out. Hey, listen. What is it? So is it a bursar sac of pus? Is it a like a calcium deposit within the sheath? What is it?
No, by the way, in all seriousness, it's funny you mentioned it today. So my wife noticed it like 2 weeks ago and said, what the hell happened? And I said, I don't remember falling. Like, I don't remember having any kind of accident. Maybe I bumped it playing with the kids. I have no idea. And then I said, let me just give it a couple weeks. It'll probably go down. And like this morning, I was thinking about it. Like, maybe I should get this thing checked out. And then I see a text from Dukes saying, hey, Boomer and Gio were talking about it. So maybe it is time that I get it checked out by a doctor.
I mean, it's a real thing. We're not joking. I mean,
I know.
And by the way, we were all watching yesterday, and at the same time, we all sent each other a text saying, "What the hell is wrong with Evan's elbow?"
What do you think it is, Boomer? Because I don't remember falling, so it doesn't feel like a bruise. Is it like?
Is it mushy? Is it mushy or is it hard?
It's kind of mushy.
Then it's this bursar sac.
It's a bursar sac that's filled with.
We just
some
had
pus.
A doctor call up and said it's a bursar sac bursitis.
Yeah.
And it exploded in there, and you could get it drained, probably.
I'm going to ask you one simple question.
Yeah.
I don't know how to ask this.
Just ask it.
All right, you and your wife are good, right?
Oh, yeah, we're great.
Okay.
Well, what
I think that could be a point. Are you right-handed or left-handed? You're left-handed,
no,
right?
No, I know what you're saying, and don't I'm a lefty, so it's the complete other side, if you don't
know. Oh, it is, okay.
You think he got this from whacking it too much?
Could,
is that what you're saying?
Yes, for him, yeah, possibly.
If I recall listening to the show the past week or so, Evan, I think it was Evan who said he was pro wrestling with his children. Maybe they got you there.
Yeah, but why would that, like, it's not a bruise, though. If you're telling me it's like this pus that's in there, why would that happen from even wrestling,
you know? Did you drop an elbow on one of the kids?
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, when you have a six-year-old boy, it's freaking nuts.
Dropping elbows on your six-year-old boy, that's unbelievable.
He's dropping elbows on me. What are you talking about?
You better check his elbows. Maybe it's a genetic thing.
Well, why did you go with the short-sleeve shirt as opposed to a long-sleeve shirt?
Because I don't care. That's
you just, you don't care.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, dude, I'm not a good-looking guy. I think you guys know that. And so I'm not trying to hide my deficiencies. I am what I am.
Hey, dude, don't tell yourself, sure. You're not that bad-looking, honestly.
I mean, listen.
You're a solid five.
Listen, I am certainly self-conscious being on television all the time. Like, I'm certainly not a model of any sort. But if I had a deformity on me, I would definitely try to cover it up as much as possible.
And the truth is, I'm not the one that noticed it. My wife did. Now, I do notice that when I put my elbow down on, like, wherever, I feel it.
Yeah, that's bursitis. That's bursitis. And by the way, we all noticed it. And we all noticed it at the same time yesterday, because we all were watching because we wanted to hear what you had to say about Jacob deGrom and Verlander and all that other stuff. And, you know, you're smart on a lot of that stuff. And, you know, and it's while we were watching. But then, as we all noticed your elbow, we didn't even hear a word that you were saying. We're like, what the hell is that hanging off his right elbow?
So it shows that you guys never watched the show. You picked yesterday to be the first day to watch. I appreciate it.
No, that's not true. I mean, I'm more of a listener. A lot of times we listen to you on the radio. But yeah, than a watcher. Just one of those things, you know? All right, Evan, very good. Good to talk to you. Get that thing checked out and keep us updated.
Hey,
right?
Can you give me an I want to ask you a quick question. Just, I don't care if you answer it or not, but how's Lou Gower doing?
How's he doing?
Yeah.
He's surviving. You know, he's still out there.
Good.
Every day.
Still buddies with JJ?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that would cause him to not be friends with JJ anymore, just because Craig doesn't like him or he's dead to him. You know, that's not a deal breaker.
I just wonder.
I consider myself friends with you, Boomer, and Craig obviously hates your guts.
Right, exactly. But whatever. But yeah, you and I will always be tight.
Yeah, we're good.
And by the way, I did not think it was Lou Gower was the mole with the JJ stuff. That was not the person that I said to Boomer on the air.
Wait, I didn't say that.
No, I know. They said that on the air.
Oh, you guys said
it was Lou
Gower.
Yeah, they said that. Yeah, Evan was like, I think that G thinks that it's Lou Gower, and he said to Boomer a name, and I think it was Lou Gower. So no, I'm just G telling Evan know. That's not who I said.
By the way, G did not say Lou Gower to me.
Right.
Because G and I were talking about it this morning. The person that you did say to me was here this morning when I got here.
That is correct.
Lou Gower would not be here, Evan.
Hey, all I know is that in the midst of that mini war, there was one of you guys that took Craig's side and one of you that turned their back. It was pretty obvious. Gio is defending him. This is wrong. There's a mole. And then here's Boomer. Good for JJ. Good for him standing up for himself. Boy, you're a real foxhole guy over there. Jeez.
Listen, I've said it 1,000 times. I am a foxhole guy until you bring a hand grenade in the foxhole. Okay, so just when that hand grenade gets in there, Evan, just remember, jump out.
All right. Talk to you soon, Evan, all right?
See you later.
All right, see you. We got to the end of that. So he's got
bursitis.
Sounds like it, yeah. He's got to get that checked out right away because it's just getting worse and worse. I actually was so obsessed with this yesterday. I was going through all their videos on WFAN's Twitter account to see how quickly it got bigger. So like 2 weeks ago, I was like, okay, it's there, but it's not that big. Like 3 weeks ago, it wasn't there. And I was like trying to see, and I was like, wow, today it just keeps growing and growing.
You know what I would do if like that were Al and he had that? I would have like a needle in here and I'd put it like under a flame and I would just stick it in there. And then just... You know, just puss it out. Like the pimple popper.
Yeah, Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yes.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Showing everybody his cut. Eddie does not like stuff like that. When Boomer was explaining how he cut his finger and the bleeding, Eddie put his hands over his ears. Was going, ah, da, 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 da. He can't listen to that stuff. Doesn't like the sight of blood, the stories of bleeding and all that stuff is his worst nightmare. All right, we do have to get to the update here because we're very late because you're talking about Evan's elbow ball sack for about 25 minutes. So Jerry's here with an update. What's going on, Jerry?
Good morning. Brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Some audio from the winter meetings. Brian Cashman on the Yes Network. So Aaron Judge, he's the story. We know they got this offer out there. So what do you think about Judge re-signing?
Time will tell. I have to be patient here and see how it plays out. If we held all the cards, we don't. I'd be able to answer your questions a lot easier. But, we're just going to continue to make the best attempts we possibly can and hopefully bring him back.
It's a tough one. They start the season by announcing what they offered him. That ticked them off. Then he ends up getting booed in the playoffs at home. That most likely ticked them off, although he will never say that. But, other players have said it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, there's potential for his, team that he grew up rooting for coming with a big, huge money contract. It's got to be killing the Yankees just not to know.
You know how many people fell for the New York Porch Sports fake quote from yesterday? So it says, this is Kate Upton during an Esquire radio interview. We had a higher offer from the other New York team, but we wanted to go where the fans don't boo their own. Sorry, Hal. Like, 50 people sent this to me, and I'm like, you idiot. Like, I've fallen for stuff before, but come on. You really think that that's going on? New York Porch Sports.
Right. But the interesting thing about that is that, if let's say it were true, which it's not, obviously.
Yeah.
And the reason you know it's not true is because Met fans booed the crap out of Edwin Diaz and Francisco Lindor.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, but obviously it's not true. So
it's just inherent in all of us.
Yeah.
We may like different teams, but we're all pains in the asses as fans.
Sure. I would agree with that.
And I can attest to that last night.
So now myself. Yes, with the Rangers, yes. Yeah. Now, we know, of course, the Giants are in on Judge. How about the Dodgers? Here's their catcher, Will Smith, on MLB Network.
I want to see some moves, obviously, being selfish, but, I feel like we're in a good spot, if we do or don't. But, one guy that comes to mind is Judge. 62 homers last year, why not?
Let's go, bring him in. Never know. Maybe the Dodgers do make a push. We should
have the room.
They do have the room, that is for sure, with some departures this offseason. Then there's Billy Epler. With the Mets, he's been in communication with now the Texas Rangers starter, Jacob DeGrom.
I sent him a congratulatory text that, we've gone back and forth on text, and I'll miss seeing him on a regular basis, and I told him that. But, I'm happy for him, and the fit was right for the boxes that he wanted to check, and so we'll wish him nothing but the best.
I did hear Sal and Evan this morning, and it was put perfectly. This is like an amicable divorce.
Yeah, I mean, both sides really felt like
time has come.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Yeah, that's a good analogy.
He left. Like the agent got the deal from Texas, and they had to accept it. They couldn't bring it back to the Mets. That's basically the way it worked.
And see ya.
maybe in about, 15 years from now, they'll honor Jake.
Why wait? I mean, the Nets honored, what's his name, Blake Griffin the other night. I have no idea why.
When I mean honor, I mean put his jersey number up in there, Two-time Cy Young Award winner. No.
Yeah.
Winning two. You want to put his? You want to retire his jersey for winning two Cy Youngs and not pitching a lot?
Cy Youngs is worth nothing to you.
Listen, I'd rather put Benny Agbayani's number up there for hitting that home run against the Giants in the 2000 NLDS.
He was real. I mean, he was great, but I never even thought about that.
In baseball for about 3 years.
Yeah, and it's funny. I never even contemplated that.
Oof. All right. Okay.
Interesting. Monday Night Football, Bucks and Saints. A very fired up Joe Buck, as this went around social media last night on ESPN, as he was fired up for football.
The weather is beautiful in Tampa, Florida. It's week 13, good matchup in the NFC South. It's December. Can you believe it? Already December. Bucks and Saints coming up.
He was into it.
Well, maybe somebody told him that he was too downcast the previous broadcasts.
What was the previous game? Was it a dog of a game?
Yeah, I don't remember, but maybe they wanted, maybe he was doing that emphatically because somebody
may have criticized
that he's, you know, flat or something. I don't know.
What was last Monday night's game? Anybody remember between the five of us?
I don't know.
Colts Steelers. Props to Stephen Waldron.
Very good.
So I'm sure that they probably...
If he put it on a graphic, he would have gotten it wrong.
But truth. Right. But if he just speaks, it's fine.
Terrible.
Oh, boy. I mean, poor Stephen. I mean, you're relentless.
It was a mistake yesterday, too. I just let fly.
Was it their standings? The records?
It was the records.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
They weren't updated with the... results from Sunday.
That's right. Yep.
I let it go because I like Stephen.
Yeah. Well, I like Stephen, too.
But hey, Stephen Waldron from CBS, you there?
Stephen?
Hey, I like you guys, too.
Anything you want to say to G right now? Starts with an F, ends with yourself.
Merry Christmas.
It was Tom Brady. He throws a couple of late touchdowns, including the game winner with 3 seconds to go to Rashad White. It's a nice win.
We've got a lot of games come down to the end, and some we've won, some we've lost. It's just why we're 6-6. So not where we want to be, but we'll keep fighting.
Yep, they'll keep fighting. That's exactly right. Now, Rashad White's the one that gets the touchdown, so he gets the honor, if you will.
Yes.
I would think if Scott Van Pelt wants you on SportsCenter, you're going to be pretty fired up to do that, right? That's still
a... You would think so. That's a thing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. So he was the guest afterwards on ESPN after the game.
Explain to me what that's like, man. It's Brady. It's Monday night. You score. And as you drive home tonight and you think about what you just did, what are you going to be thinking about?
Honestly, eating. I'm hungry.
That's my type of guy. That's my guy.
Kind of funny. See, I passed by Brady, man. It was just like, it was a little bit behind him, but it was up, and it was soft enough for him just to turn around and catch the ball.
It's funny.
It's supposed to driven into, like, the ground a little bit behind him. You know, it's the way that he goes about throwing these balls and how they're so easily catchable.
Sure. Greatest ever do it.
God.
With that, they are 6-6 and leading the NFC South. Panthers did release quarterback Baker Mayfield. The NFL did move the Giants and Commanders next week to the Sunday night game, which does replace Patriots and Raiders. The Jets are in Buffalo, of course, this Sunday, while the Giants play the Eagles this Sunday. And I know we're short on time, but I want to give you the Rangers, who did, they were trailing the Blues going into the third period. They wound up getting a couple of goals and then would put things away.
Take away. Here comes Kreider to the net. Scores! Short-handed goal by Chris Kreider.
That was nice for
Rangers lead 6-4.
Yeah, a shorthanded
Bennington
goal.
Is in a bad spot right now.
He is just on the storm.
Too many bad games, and tonight they got the Islanders. He's not going to play tonight.
No. Well, the Rangers 12-10-5 with that win. 3 goals in the third, Miller, Lafreniere, and Kreider. And so a good win for your team, who I know you were not happy with in the beginning of the night. The Islanders play St. Louis tonight, as you just said, and the Devils face the Chicago Blackhawks.
All right, thanks, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Oh.
Steve Hoover and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So if the Seattle Seahawks, who are a game behind the San Francisco 49ers, felt like Baker Mayfield to the 49ers was going to really help them, they could stop that from happening, because when you talk about the waiver wire, they are ahead of the San Francisco 49ers. And if no one claims Baker Mayfield ahead of the Seahawks, they could put a claim in and get him before the 49ers.
You know, there was some interest for Baker in the beginning of the year, before the year started. But, you know, the year that Geno Smith has had has been great.
I mean, they would not claim him to start him.
No,
right?
They would only claim him if they felt like keeping him from San Francisco, you know, helps them win the division.
Which I don't know if that's necessarily true.
I don't know either. It depends on, you know, again, it depends on how Kyle Shanahan and Pete Carroll view the whole thing. Now, there's also, you have the Commanders in there, and you have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the NFC side of the slate that presently, Tampa Bay is going to make it to the playoffs. I mean, they could keep him away from the 49ers if they wanted to. And essentially, he could be the heir apparent to Tom Brady if they believe that he's a good enough player. Well, he'll never be Tom Brady. I'm not saying that. But look, I'd rather keep San Francisco with their rookie, Mr. Irrelevant, as their quarterback if I were in the league.
Yeah.
And so, by the way, remember, Baker reduced his contract.
Right, so it's not that big of a number if you bring him in.
It's probably like $1.5 million, maybe $1.8 million left on his contract. That's nothing.
See, I feel like I know what Baker Mayfield is at this point, and it's not someone that I can trust taking a team into the playoffs. I know Brock Purdy is a rookie, and he's a 7th-round pick, the last pick in the draft. But it's like, it's that unknown that gets me. You know, where you saw a little bit of him, he looked good, there's potential there. And then he knows the offense, and he knows his teammates. Like, but bringing in Baker Mayfield just doesn't seem like it's going to be that much of a benefit.
So last week at this time, there was reports that Jimmy G would be more than happy to come back to San Francisco.
Of course.
And there was mutual interest, and things were going so well.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, he gets hurt again. So they still have Trey Lance on their roster. He's obviously hurt now for the year, so he's not back until next year. Is this another landing spot? Could this be a landing spot? Let's just say, hypothetical for you.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
Yeah.
Is this a place where maybe Kyle Shanahan was enamored with Zach Wilson?
Yeah. I don't know, man. But what are they going to do with Trey Lance? Now you're going to have two busts on your roster?
I don't know. You never know.
Second and third over is going to be like the Carolina Panthers with Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold.
I do have to believe that San Francisco's got to be looking at every possibility for next year. You know, because it's not just, I mean, yeah, you got to look in the short term. But if you're John Lynch and you're Kyle Shanahan, you know you got a really good team that next year is going to be good too.
Yeah, they need to get someone who they can trust, someone who's had a track record. I mean, to me,
well, Baker did take the Cleveland Browns to the playoffs.
I know, and they won, and they beat the Steelers without the coach. But, I mean, ever since then, it's been a mess for him. And I really thought that he'd go down to Carolina, and the Carolina didn't have much, and then they traded away Christian McCaffrey, and they traded away Robbie Anderson. But he went down there and was awful, just flat-out awful. So I just don't know if he's a guy that you can trust at all. I mean, I think the 49ers next year, you know, may end up with Tom Brady if he finds a way out of there. I mean, that's something that...
Yeah, that would be very interesting.
Yeah. And then, I mean, they would be favorites, certainly, to win the Super Bowl at that point.
It would be ridiculous.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
At the age of 46, if he wants to come back, he can go back home and play in Northern California.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a nice way to put a bow on it.
Him and Aaron Judge. Imagine him, Aaron Judge, Steph Curry.
All in the same,
all in the same kind of vicinity.
Man, oh man,
man, oh man, is right.
When do you think the judge thing happens?
What's that?
When do you think the judge thing happens? I think it's going to happen 10:01 on Friday morning, so we can't talk about it until Monday.
I don't know. You know, it's a lot of money, and I'm sure that he is going through a lot of different emotions. Let's put it that way, because there is the human side of the whole thing too. It's not just the financial side, and I'm sure that he is. He's got to come to grips with whatever decision he makes, meaning that if he wants to stay with the Yankees, it's probably for less money.
Let's go to Rick, who's in Port Jeff. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Rick?
Hey, maybe, Boomer, you can pass on to your son-in-law how grateful I am. A couple of the Islanders came to Stony Brook Hospital yesterday. My son's there with cancer, 19 years old. And it's a great gesture. It just brightened his day. He's got chemo all day in him. And brought a smile. So maybe you could tell Matt, you know?
I will do that for you, Rick. No, no worries about that. And I know that all the teams in the greater New York area try to do things like this wherever they can. And and I got to tell you, I know the Islander guys personally off the ice, a bunch of great dudes, absolutely great dudes, great guys, easy to root for if you're an Islander fan.
Right. So, Boomer, you know it's not easy. These are young guys; they're young kids compared to me and you, possibly. But it's some bad things up there. You got little beautiful children, hair, cancer.
Yeah, well, listen.
Rick, you hang in there, brother.
Yeah, hang in there, Rick, and we hope the best for your son and your family for a positive outcome. And, yeah, that's it's just when you're fighting like hell like that every day, any sort of positive message is welcome so much in those situations. So it's great, good for the Islanders and good for every team.
And, you know, most athletes understand the power that they have when they walk into a room like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be a hospital room. It also could be, you know, a high school.
Yeah.
And go talking to, you know, a group of kids.
Sure.
And most athletes do appreciate telling their story. And hopefully their story inspires somebody else to greater heights and to become something themselves.
Yep, absolutely. Something that they will never forget.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.